Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I have been nice to you, but now I'm coming to the end.
Complete and utter shit sando. Have you ever seen anyone lose $1,000 that fast before?
With monkey stuff.
What do you like about corn?
I don't care how fast she is. She's flying your car, you man.
Stinking ass bitch.
I'm gonna go.
Complete and utter shit sando.
Hi, gang. Welcome to the podcast. We got a special guest today. It's Chris Farron.
Hi.
From the Chris Farron Band.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris. What's up?
Hello. Ooh, have you ever thought of calling your band the Chris and the Farron Band?
I have not.
You have that weird thing where you have that last name that you can take advantage of.
Farron. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris and the Farrons.
That'd be nice.
Chris and the Farron One.
Ooh.
Just some thoughts. I don't know.
Well, I like that.
But you're getting the full band?
I get a drummer.
You got a drummer now?
Yeah.
This is a new development?
Yeah. Well, actually, announcing right now on the podcast.
Nice.
Yeah. I guess this is the first time I've ever said it.
For your next tour.
Yeah.
Huge announcement.
When's that?
Well, August.
August, everyone. Yeah. Get there.
Buy the tickets now.
Get yep. there.
What's
get
the
there.
Song titles?
From
first of... last
every
track
song
one
written.
Every song I've written starting from the top. I think the first song I ever wrote was
I have one song of yours.
What is it?
This one right here. I forgot the name of it.
Complete and utter shit sando. Yeah. Have you ever seen anyone lose $1,000 that fast before?
I love you.
That was early.
Yeah.
What was the other first song that you wrote?
What was it called? Unfortunately, I think the first song I wrote was called She Daydreams at Large.
And what was it about?
Complete and utter shit sando.
It was about anything.
Okay.
I think it was just very esoteric.
Me and Clay got in a really big fight in eighth grade because I wrote in our punk band, maybe it was ninth grade, I wrote in our punk band a song called She Stands Strong. And Clay was like, that is not the vibe.
He was about Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh.
That is...
Buddy, you're weird.
That's great.
I think it's probably our first creative fight.
Yeah, I was listening to Too Much Strike Anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so what's the deal? So you're going on tour, you're going to have a drummer. Is the drummer going to have a trigger pad of... Or are you...
Yeah. It'll be like... tracks and a drummer and me playing guitar and singing.
And so does the drummer have an in-ear that has a metronome so he can keep...
Yeah.
And do you have it as well?
No. Well, I honestly have been trying to figure out all of that.
Yeah.
Millions of people do it, so it's certainly possible. But I don't think I want to have a click. I think she'll just have to have
cool.
It.
Yeah, I'm figuring that stuff out now.
Yeah,
but why do I need that? Why do we're in the front? All that drummer's got to keep the time.
Yeah,
not me.
No, I don't want the click.
Uh-uh.
She can just, you know, keep time for the parts that I can't hear the click. You know,
exactly.
That's what drummer do.
Give the drummer some. Don't give him too much.
Not too much.
Yeah, don't give him too much.
That's what happens if you give the drummer too much.
Well, I think you just look at Travis Barker.
Yeah.
You get
fucking
Mod,
I mean,
Son.
Do I need to say more?
Yeah. Y'all know anything about Mod Son?
What is
no.
that? Is there something that I need to play?
Mod Son, isn't it like it's like a white reggae rapper type guy ish?
Fuck, dude, I don't know, man. I thought he was like a Machine Gun Kelly kind of guy, but I've never heard him.
I think he's friends with Machine Gun Kelly.
That's nice that they're friends.
That's great.
Machine Gun Kelly.
It is nice that he has friends.
Like this is Mod Son?
Yeah.
That sounds like a girl.
Yeah, it is a girl.
It's
he knows girls.
That's Avril Lavigne.
Oh yeah, they're
is he a producer or is he, what's going on here? This is the first video that
Avril and Modson were together at some point.
Okay, what about this? Courtney fucked Kurt song.
Okay, let's do it.
What's it called?
I kind of, it's Courtney fucked Kurt.
Well, that's obviously they had a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a kid. I relate to this because I'm a 90s kid.
Okay.
Ooh, oh,
wow. I knew that was dead on. Okay, this is punk.
Dude, I'm so...
Sorry.
Oh, that, okay, well, that's Modson. That's not what I thought Modson was going to sound like.
I mean, those they, were, that was the more. Same thing.
There's Iris. This Iris.
That's Goo Goo Dolls.
That's Goog.
This is the Goo Goo Dolls. It is. Maybe it's got to be a cover.
Something about it does sound funky.
Recorded in a can. And I give up
forever. Wait, wow. I can't get a gauge on what this guy is.
I think that's just... Because he's so modern.
He's eclectic.
Why don't you sing like that, Chris?
I should. That's at my second announcement is that I'm going to start singing like that.
Sexy?
Yeah.
It's like that song wasn't sexy enough, the original.
Yeah.
I remember my brother made fun of me to where I wanted to cry because that music video came out when I was a little kid, and I said, "Mom, I need my hair cut like that." And my brother goes, "It's not a haircut. He grew his hair that way." And I was like, "But how did he get it all spiky?" He's like, "He just grew it like that."
Well,
it's like, I thought, well, then I don't know how to grow my hair that way.
Yeah.
Fuck all right, so that. He has another song.
All right, let's check it out.
Jingle Bells. Never heard of this.
This is Christmas. This is Modson?
Yeah. I think. Oh, Jingle Bells.
He's like, these jingle singers, these like classic standard, you know, they're always recording new versions of it. And is in the studio, are they like, you got to hear this guy's take on Jingle Bells?
Yeah.
he's coming in hot with a new fresh take.
Yeah. Is that how that works? How do I get in there?
Yeah.
You would do a you could just do a Jingle Bells, I think.
Nah, man. I want to work with the great.
Okay, so he has another song.
Modson?
Yeah. This one's called Podesta. Podesta?
Oh. Have you... Oh, my man.
That was a good one. It's a short song.
Wow. Wow, okay. You know what movie me and Chris saw together?
What's that?
Well, this isn't the movie we're going to talk about. Is that Goat Boy.
Lamb,
that's
that movie was awful.
Hey, come on, man.
You saw a Goat Boy movie?
This is a Jim Brewer?
Yeah, it's a Jim Brewer movie.
Clay's friends with Jim Brewer.
Is it called Lamb?
I have his phone number right now.
Oh, yeah, you are friends with him. Yeah.
It was called Lamb.
Yeah.
And can I be real with you about Jim?
What?
Being around him, I loved every second.
Yeah, he seems like, well, back then he seemed quite nice until you... You just don't get him talking about the vaccine. And
I didn't. It seems like it's going to be all right. It was incredible hanging out with him.
You did hang out with him pre-COVID.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I bet you if he starts talking about COVID, you go, tell me about Goat Boy.
Yeah.
He would talk. I've worked with a bunch of actors who are so fucked up. Like this one guy, Robert Davi, worked with him. He kept telling fucked up stories, making everybody feel uncomfortable. I'd be like, talk to me about being in Goonies. And he'd be like, oh, you want to hear about Goonies?
Yeah.
And then he'd tell a story and everybody would be on the edge of
their seat.
Steer
it onto a more palatable track.
Yeah. But, okay, Chris, so you're going on this tour. When was the last time you played with a drummer?
What was the goat thing about?
Oh, it was bad.
Lamb, it was like a...
It's like a... He's like a goat man and he interviews people?
No, you're thinking of Goat Boy.
Yeah, that's Goat Boy.
And he goes...
This is Lamb. It's basically they have a kid
and
they adopt
and
a lamb.
Yeah.
And then
the lamb wears a little sweater and walks around on human feet.
Yeah.
And then or something like that. And then it's just,
if you had to give this a number rating, what would the two numbers be?
10 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Easy.
Sounds like a good
one. I do wonder.
Good.
The fact that it's never been easy for us to get anything made. I'm sure all of us here have had a hard time. And mostly we've never had anybody backing whatever we're doing.
Yeah.
Anybody big. The fact that this guy, whoever made that movie, goes, I don't know, man. It's a fucking baby little lamb who like wears a little sweater. Oh, is it like a cute little funny movie? Nah. Is it a scary movie?
Nope.
Not really, no.
What happened? There's just like a family. Maybe at one point the wife cheated on the husband with his brother, but you don't ever really know. And then at the end, a big old
freaking goat comes and tries to takes the lamb with him.
Is that scary?
Nope. Yeah. Not really. No. It's weird looking.
It's kind of interesting.
I don't know. It's kind of like an allegory of if a lamb was like a person or something.
Cool. Here's $2 million.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and make that for you. Don't worry.
It's just a trip with some of these movies. It's like, what the fuck, man? You could have made like some goofy little movie about a guy with a bucket on his head who... He's stuck in his head. He can't get the bucket off his head.
And he becomes a guitar player.
Yeah, he becomes
Buckethead. that's his life story.
That's really all it takes. And I'm telling you, I mean, maybe me and Chris.
Was Buckethead, he wasn't in a band. He was Buckethead.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was in Guns N' Roses.
Because the Limp Bizkit guy
wasn't he in Limp Bizkit
Buckethead.
Like,
was he?
No, that's Wes.
I think Wes is just...
No, I think Wes was kicked out of the band.
No, he was quit.
He quit the band, but was Buckethead in Limp Bizkit?
No.
Oh, Buckethead was definitely in Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Buckethead was Buckethead. And his thing was, he's a good...
You see the hats that fucking Slash wore? He should be called Buckethead.
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically.
He still wears them.
Yeah.
It should be called Top Hat Head.
So Buckethead was Buckethead.
Or Hat Head. No, Hat Head.
Oh, yeah.
He should be called Hat Head.
Curly hair and Hat Head.
Buckethead, I get. That's a bucket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a KFC bucket or am I just...
KFC it was a KFC bucket.
But I think he might did some like Banksy type of...
At a certain point, I think he got in trouble maybe for having it be KFC because he became so
famous. They're selling too much chicken. You can't keep up. We need to slow down production, Bucket, Mr. Bucket.
Chris, have you ever thought of like putting a bucket on your head, or like maybe you could put like paper towel on your head and you could be paper towel head?
Cool. That would be good. That would be good.
And then you get recruited to play for
Guns N' Roses
or Scorpion or something.
Yeah.
Would you, who's a band like Guns N' Roses? Axl Rose.
Axl Rose came up to you now.
Yeah.
Motley Crue's cool.
Yeah, sure. Like Slash is out. Slash is out. He's got to step away for a tour.
Yeah.
For a year long.
He got stuck in a hat store.
Uh-huh. Yeah. He can't decide on a hat, so he decided
he's a hat
to
guy
go.
Now.
Yeah. They say, hey, man, will you come join, play guitar for us? And yeah, we love your music. You go, really? He's like, oh, man, yeah. Well, there's one stipulation. What's that? You got to be paper towel head.
I think I'd say no even without the paper towel thing.
It's a good
like a
deal.
Yeah, unless it's like a life changing amount of money.
You get to open as Chris Farron.
If I could buy a house with the amount of money they give me.
You don't get to buy a house. But you do get to open as Chris Farron, but then you got to immediately be paper towel head.
Wait, can people not know it's me?
When you're paper towel head?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah, you're wearing
then
a mask.
I would do it then. Yeah.
And you got paper towels everywhere.
Yeah.
And then Chris Farron opens for Guns N' Roses.
That works. Yeah.
It probably
everyone
wouldn't
hates
great.
You.
Yeah, it wouldn't go great. You,
yeah.
I have a friend who opened for Paramore.
Yeah.
I think we both know this person. And they said awful.
Yeah.
Awesome to watch Paramore every night. But sure. Paramore's fans are so obsessed with Haley that they would just boo the whole time.
Yeah, there is
well, it's
like
probably
a,
their first concert too that they're going to. These
yeah,
people.
There is a certain level of fame and a certain type of artist that like the people going to see them don't really understand that the people who are playing before were like chosen by the headliner to like show their fans.
I don't think there's ever been a situation where the headliner goes, I know, right?
Yeah, they come out and go.
Well, I think like Phoebe Bridgers was dealing with a bit of that, and so Phoebe started walking out on stage and introing their opener.
Yeah.
Which I think is helpful. I know like comedians have done that for a long time.
Sure.
She would come out and go, all right, gang, be nice. Slipknot.
Everybody. Yeah. have y'all been keeping up with the singer from Stain's solo music?
Can we just focus just one second on the name?
What?
Stained?
Stained?
That's an awful.
See them stained?
Yeah. You don't know how I got them stained.
Aaron Lewis.
Aaron Lewis. Play yeah. some of Aaron Lewis's new
he's
music.
Okay.
How you spell
it? I'm pretty sure he's an anti-vax Trump guy.
He is. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a song called, like, Where Did America Go? Or,
Oh, is he like a country guy now?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
But he cusses.
That's cool.
That is very cool.
It's kind of like Everlast. Remember Everlast?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, right? A little bit, but a little sadder, countryer. A little countryer.
It's taking Clay a long time to write Aaron Lewis.
One second, dude.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to spell Aaron Lewis,
yeah.
To be honest.
I don't know how many A's to do.
Three. It's three A's.
There's three A's.
Aaron Lewis. Stained.
Stained. That's the name of the...
No, that's his old band.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't find
it's
it.
It's just A-A-R-O-N.
A-A-R-O-N.
Am I the only one is the name of the song.
Let's see what...
Am I the only one?
Am I the only one?
Yeah, dude. I'm on the outside.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking in. He feels like an outsider.
That's from the Family Values soundtrack was on there, I think.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That's nice. Did you ever get to go to that tour? Did you ever go down to South Florida?
No. I mean, it might have, but it was before... I was super into all of that music, but it was like before I... understood that it was like a place you could actually go and see it.
Did bands go down there?
Not really. No, it's definitely not to where I lived in Naples.
Miami, almost not worth it. That's like the closest place, right? That people would go?
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people didn't really go to Miami.
You'd go to Miami if you wanted to party.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of the worst places to perform. Because everybody just wants to have a blast and party in a fucking string bikini. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't want to watch nobody do nothing, like, unless they're going to be dancing.
Yeah.
At least that's my experience.
They want to see Pitbull.
When I lived in Florida,
I found it.
My band would play.
I had to look up Stains.
You ready? Yep.
The band Stains.
You want to see everything that I did? See, hold on, I'll show you. I mean, I'll show you. On a pillow that I use because these pillows were flat as a doornail and I don't sleep on them no more. So I use them for this.
It's the band Stains. Stains.
It's really dramatic.
So, let me go show you.
Have you seen this video, Chris?
No.
Clay, you gotta turn it towards Chris.
The band Stains is what we're listening to.
And this song is called Epic WTF Squirt Pillow.
Ah, yes. Oh, that's a... I thought that was a little boy at first.
Sammy. You see them stains on there?
Alright. We don't need any more of this, dude.
Well, I want to know how she got the stains.
See the stains?
What is this from? Requiem for a Dream?
Yeah. No.
Is it?
That's for me.
Wait.
Squirt.
Oh.
That's not
no.
Baby, that's squirt.
That's not pay that squirt. But now play Am I the Only One.
Do I have to?
Have y'all not heard this?
I have not heard it.
You gotta hear this for a little bit, man. We're having fun, Clay. Clay's changed since Clay's he got a new off. Hoodie.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You got Clay's wearing his crisp brand new hoodie.
Dang.
And he's changed.
And what is hockey?
Perfect fit.
It's a skate brand. Oh, yeah.
He spelled elf wrong. You notice that? Oh, I missed it. He spelled it AFL.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay, he's looking at Mount Rushmore.
What's going on in the video?
Am I the only one? Here tonight, shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time?
And this is
am I the only
Biden? About Joe Biden.
Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all
let
the
him get a little heated.
And turning it back.
Hell, I'll it's be like, damned. Fuck that South I think Park. I'm turning
into my yeah, old
Team America.
Man.
Yeah.
Am I the only
one willing to you know bleed? this song makes me think of?
Hmm.
You know the COVID vaccines, those are experimental.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't trust them. Don't trust them.
This song's making me think, I don't know if I should trust them.
Yeah.
Let him do some Stolen Valor, Clay. You're about to love this.
Okay. It gets better.
Yeah. Take a bullet
for being free. Nice.
He says, am I the only one willing to bleed and take a bullet for being free?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's like,
we saw you grow up.
Yeah, we've known you for 25 years, man. You've never taken a bullet.
It hasn't happened. Yeah. So I guess not.
How is no? I don't know. People in the military. This is fucked up.
I know.
You know he was stoked going to bed that night.
Oh, yeah.
He probably wrote that song in 5 minutes and was just falling asleep. Going, yeah, I'm back.
I'm back, baby.
He has a studio in his house.
Hmm. I don't know what tier of wealth sustained fellows are.
Oh,
on.
Big.
You think they're on that old school record label?
Well, you think they're on the new school record label?
I don't quite remember when Stained.
Stained. Like, if we heard them in high school, that means they have millions of dollars.
Like late 90s to the, you know.
If there was a CD involved ever in the timeline of their history of being popular.
Yeah.
They have
so, like, the last good record deals were in the early 2000s, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Do you ever know anybody that got one of those?
Yeah.
Name names.
Yeah.
Name names.
I think, like, Against Me.
Phone numbers.
Gaslight Anthem got good situations.
Against Me, Gaslight Anthem, they got good situations. And sellouts.
Exactly.
Wow. In the book.
Me and Whit just pounded.
Yeah. Remember when selling out seemed like... I would never sell out. I'd actually never thought that ever. I said, I always thought I would sell out.
I
just didn't even think it was even an option.
But yeah, it was certainly like, I mean, it's an annoying thing to say, but it was like you would be essentially canceled for signing to a major label.
Well, you'd be canceled for signing to Fat Records.
Yeah.
What Which was is the what? Against Me thing is like they were making... No. There was that documentary where they were making fun of all the major labels for taking them out to dinner.
Yeah.
And then they signed with Fat Records, right?
No. They signed with Fat and they got blowback for that. And,
oh, God.
And then they were like making fun of like signing to all these... Like talking to getting dinners with all these big record labels.
Let them take them out to dinner.
After the DVD released and they went to their next one. Maybe it was the next one that was the... major label.
I mean, when I first moved to LA, they were on the radio all the time.
That's cool. For New Wave? Or for...
The one after New Wave, I think. What's the one... It was the White one Crosses. After the Miami... The song with Miami.
Oh, that's New Wave.
Oh, that is New Wave. Yeah, okay. So it was right after that. It was like Condoleezza and all that shit. But good stuff. So we all went and saw a movie.
Condoleezza what? Condoleezza what?
Rice.
Oh, I thought it was corn.
What do you like about corn?
Yeah, no, it's rice.
Oh, that's funny. I thought it was corn. Just hold up for 1 second.
Corn.
What do you think Corn Kid's up to now? Let's check in on Corn Kid.
Well, no, you were saying where something. Don't let me derail this at all.
I don't
all.
Even know where you can find Corn Kid now.
He's probably...
Wasn't that like 2 months ago?
He's probably the president.
Corn, he's gone. He's
my
done.
Man Corn Kid is probably... Would you let... Corn Kid comes up to you and goes, quiz. He says, quiz. I play bass. I'm really good at it. And he shows you. He goes, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah.
Could I please come play with you on your tour?
On tour?
Please, for free.
Bring an 8-year-old on tour with
me?
To go on tour.
I'll drive separately, and my grandma will... with my grandma.
Oh.
Uh-oh, behind him?
What do you like about corn?
And that guy's following.
NPR looking man.
He's going everywhere.
News van.
He goes, I'll promote it. And then it all the would. Shows sell out.
Yeah,
little
but
corn,
just because
corn
he's
kid.
The bass player.
Everybody's no, you get there. Everybody knows every word. Because
oh.
they want they want.
Oh, and then behind him.
Fun.
They
want
to impress Corn Kid.
Monkey style.
I might be down for that.
You let Cone Kid play bass for you?
I think so.
Cone. He goes, I could mess with the twiggle pad too.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Oh, that's like some cool keys too.
I don't even know what a twiggle pad is.
Twiggle pad. Twiggle pad. What do you call it? What are them things called? Twigga pads? Twigga?
No, I don't know.
And what is it?
Rolling twiggle pad.
Like an SPD.
What's that stand for?
Small butt. Penis.
Small penis. Wait, SPD?
Small penis. SPD, yes.
Small penis dick.
I don't know. Stationary program drum. Dick?
Oh.
I don't know. Software? No.
Soupy poop doop.
That's really good, Whit. Thanks. That's really good.
Thanks.
I appreciate that.
Thank you. I'm good at improv.
Yeah, I know.
Tell me, make something up. It's funny.
All right, here's let me give you a prompt.
Yeah.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go make something up.
That you see that toilet back there? So.
Wow.
It is filled with the oldest shit.
Dang.
Probably.
Jay, can I let you say? Can I say something?
Sure.
You have all the time in the world.
Okay. That toilet over there is filled with some of the oldest shit I've ever seen.
Right.
Who sat? You know who must?
Ed, can I say one more thing?
Huh.
I don't want you to feel rushed.
All right.
Just know that from here on out, the floor is yours.
Okay. Okay. That shit over there. That toilet over there is filled with some of the oldest shit I've ever seen. Who, Clay, are you from? I didn't know you're,
Can I just say one more thing? Chris?
Yeah.
Rod?
Uh-huh.
Let's give him his space.
Yeah.
Let's not say anything.
Just let him cook. Take your time.
Take your time.
You got this.
Okay.
Wait, Clay, we're at your house.
Are you comfortable with me joining? Because I'm not a pro at this, but I'll try to keep up.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Clay, and this is improv. So yeah. You got a yes and.
We're at your house.
Clay, this is your house, right?
Yeah.
Man, your toilet's filled with some of the oldest shit I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I didn't know that you're friends with Biden.
Oh, right. Wow. Why is that?
Based on how old that shit.
Can I talk to you somewhere else over here?
Sure.
In my living room?
Yeah.
I'm still playing the part a little bit, okay. But I am actually pissed.
Why?
You know what Joe Biden is?
President?
Exactly. And do you know what you should do?
What?
When you enter my house, you show him some goddamn respect.
So he was here?
My house?
Yeah,
this is the White House. I live at the White House.
Oh, I always forget you live at the White House. This
is really good.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm right. Freaking at UCB Franklin right now.
You know what this room's called?
What?
The White Living Room.
The White Living Room?
I have heard him say that before.
Yeah.
No wonder the politics, man, it's so fucked up.
Don't get me started.
Oh, yeah.
You know, their system doesn't work for you. That's what I always say. Anti-flag.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris, you ever see Anti-Flag Live?
I toured with Anti-Flag for 7 weeks.
Was it awesome?
It was pretty fun, actually.
Did they go, she's my little go-go dancer?
Yeah.
Did they go, you gotta die for your government?
Yep, they did that every night.
Yeah. Clay showed me that song in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my life.
Gave me chills when I first heard it.
Yeah.
It really does.
The government is lying.
Yeah.
Fucking sick. Dude, they don't get enough credit. They wrote hot hits.
Yeah. Certainly. I got to meet Tom Morello because I knew them. That was cool. I mean, that's cool.
That is pretty cool. He makes his guitar sound like a record scratcher.
Wee. Makes it sound crazy.
Yeah. You ever thought about getting other stuff besides a guitar? Because you're using this thing wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a guitar at all.
You got to play chords or solos. You can't be doing wheel,
can't
wheel.
Be doing wheel, wheel.
Yeah.
Where do you play when you're on tour? Where do you play in Phoenix?
Me?
Yeah.
The Rebel Lounge?
Rebel Lounge. I've tried to play there for a couple years and never been able to.
Mm.
What's with that place? They're always booked, I guess.
Something. It's like a very pristine, and they have to. It's like one of those places where they have to like separate the crowd. If it's an all ages show, like you know, like there's like a little.
Oh wow!
Like a pen that the drinkers have to go into.
They gotta go in the pen.
Yeah, in the pen.
Do you play a lot of all ages shows?
I try to.
That's nice.
It's better.
I don't do that because I have cuss words in my songs.
Yeah, that's smart. I actually should think about that.
You don't want to cuss in front of a kid.
Do you cuss
on
stage?
You're probably the only one that does all ages shows here. Rod, you do 18 and under, right? Shows?
You do underage. Rod does underage.
I mean, that's progressive.
It's very polite, but Not when Rod's doing.
I should do. You know, I often wonder. You know, you see somebody's Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay, seen it
so far. I'm relating to
okay.
this.
Okay, and like even if it's not like a porn person, which I mean, I don't even know if they're on Twitter, but it'll say like 18 and up, like on their Twitter. Yeah. Have you seen that before?
Yeah,
and I'm like, why?
Yeah,
what do you what? Because you cuss?
And do you think like a 17-year-old's going, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Fucking. It's probably because they say messed up. They have hot takes or they say stuff. They talk about anal.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense now.
Yeah. People talking about anal all the time on there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talking about anal, vaginal.
That's kind of a big thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you cuss a lot on stage? You say, fuck off, pussies. Here's this next one.
I do
bitch.
Say that. Yeah. That's usually what I say. I don't know. I think I probably... It kind of depends on my mood. But I try not to, kind of.
Yeah.
Not because of any, like, I don't care, but I just... I don't know.
That's nice.
I don't really swear in my songs.
Ugh.
So I try not to swear.
That's smart.
But then I do... Sometimes I accidentally just start talking about... jacking off or
yeah
something.
That's
and then I'm
funny
like, why am I
well
talking
I gotta
in
get
your
those
songs
laughs.
You say I'm friggin jacking off
yeah I'm friggin jacking yeah. off
friggin yeah. jacking off
and then a kid has hears about jacking off they gotta check out what that is
yeah yeah
yeah do you remember being
they don't
a
have
kid
to be kids Rod
do you remember being a kid and hearing about jacking off and going I gotta figure that out
damn I wonder if I've told this feels like something I would have told specifically you guys that I when I was of the age where I started jerking off I thought that that I could get AIDS if I got my own cum in my butt by accident.
Nope, I never heard that. So what would you, I mean it seems pretty hard to do that, but
well I was worried that even if like something, if it like leaked, like yeah. like lube or
just
whatever leaked down
in
like into my butt crack, that I could get AIDS.
Yeah,
like
see,
that.
We need better sex education.
Yeah,
I would say so.
Hey, well, welcome everyone to sex ed. So, just set this straight.
First, a lot of you might be wondering.
Like, everyone, actually, can everyone sit down? I know we just class just started. If you nut in your butt, that AIDS is not. I mean, if you don't have,
if you get a little bit of your own. Nut
if you get
in
a little,
butt.
if you are AIDS free, right, and you get a little nut in your butt, your own nut in your butt, you just put your hands down. We'll ask questions later.
You ask what nut is?
Yeah, so we'll just go. No, you can use the bathroom keys right there. So, but before you leave, the information I need to let you know is. If you get nut in your ass, your own nut in your ass,
you're good. You're
good.
In the clear.
You're good.
Do you remember teachers when you were a kid? You'd be like, "Can I get the bathroom key? I got to pee." They'd be like, "Not right now."
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Let me piss.
Yeah.
You just had to get a key.
Okay, we'd often need some type of hall pass or key or something. Not maybe it wasn't a key, but something like that.
Hall pass, I think.
Or sometimes. In our school, at least, they would yell at us at lunch for talking too much.
What
and they'd
the
make us have silent lunch.
Right.
Like, what
the? Dang.
What are we? What's?
Hey, that's Biden's America.
Yeah.
And that was Joe Biden doing that.
He was our
president at the time. It was last year. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. All right, man. What was I was on a good.
You're on a good one.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
What kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, boy. Can't do
what
get music heads in here.
Oh wow,
electric.
Yeah,
nice.
Do you,
six string.
Yep.
Oh,
all six.
Damn, my mouth's watering.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't just do five.
No,
who
Keith.
Just
Keith
five?
Richards. He just does five.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't need that one.
And you don't need it.
Jordan from Roswell Kid. That's just five.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Love that Roswell Kid. We played with... did you know we were playing with Adam?
I did know
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I love Adam.
He's awesome. Adam,
he's
who
best.
Plays in also in Slaughter Beach Dog.
Yeah.
What a shredder. Do you ever decide... I know that you can shred and play guitar very well, but
not like
there's
Adam.
Some people who are like...
Adam is like a legit amazing guitar player. He practices all the time.
And
like,
he's obsessed
in the hotel
with
room.
Like, gear and loves fucking around with shit. Yeah. He's just so good at it. Have you ever thought, I'm going to become...
He's
like,
so
during-
good.
Preview.
Just playing some of the... I recorded
some. Is this some of Adam's stuff?
Yeah, we were recording him playing the other day.
Oh, this is...
It was like behind the scenes or sound checking.
I can tell that's Adam.
Really good.
He is good.
It's just like, I like hearing like the guitar players like noodle in the back and like before show.
It's like an orchestra getting ready, you know?
Right. So pretty. Just like listening to him riff.
And that was his girlfriend was there too.
Same preview?
She's proud of him.
Preview. Well, she's letting everybody know that this isn't the final
right.
product.
It's not done. It's not tuned yet.
Yeah.
Preview. He's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
a shredder.
Really good.
Preview.
Yeah, so good.
Do you got a specific outfit you're going to be wearing on this tour in August? It's a long time from now.
I haven't chosen it yet.
Do you got like a new album with the tour?
Yeah.
A new album.
Oh, yeah. Are we allowed to talk about that? We don't have to. He's got a new album. It's called Lick My Butt.
Yeah. I'm going to play a track. You can tell me stop if it's too much.
Oh, yeah, this is...
What do you like about Korn?
With monkey style.
It's a departure from your normal
stuff.
Yeah,
it is a little different. It rocks a little harder.
One of the biggest regrets I have as a performer is that around the time of doing all the shows for the Golden One, I decided I was going to commit to wearing the same thing. Which was a white shirt and like some black slacks.
Sure.
And now I look at myself in videos and stuff when I'm like trying to think about posting stand-up clips, and I'm like, nah, I hate how I look. I don't
complete
like my outfit.
And utter shit. Oh, really?
I wish I was just dressed normal.
You were dressed normal though.
In that, really, maybe I was, but then I take that. I mean, we've talked about it on here. The biggest regret of my fucking life is
you have the big ripped up shirt.
I have my the undershirt that I wore, which is fine when I'm wearing the shirt over it, but I take the shirt off over it and it just, why'd I do it? I don't know. But, so anyway, maybe you could wear a sequins.
Elvis.
Where were we at in the movie?
About 14 minutes in.
What movie is this?
Scream 6.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Y'all see these clips of Greta Van Fleet?
What did they do?
They're like all over the internet right now. I don't know why.
That's
it's Led funny. Zeppelin. They're like little Led Zeppelin, and they the singer, everybody else kind of looks sort of normal, but their singer is wearing like, he even kind of does like a Robert Plant outfit.
Right, yeah.
And he kind of stands like him too. He can sing really good.
Sure, yeah.
And he's very aware of it, and it's annoying.
Yeah.
Now, are they brothers or cousins?
I think they're brothers. Band of Brothers. That's what that movie's about.
Mm. Yeah. Greta Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't find a good example of their performance.
Now, do you think, I know, if you have another record out in the future, let's not say that you do, do you think there's a TikTok hit on there?
Have you gotten even close to a TikTok hit?
No. Clay, don't be mean.
Well, it's a rare achievement.
Yeah, you can't be.
But sometimes you
don't
get close.
Don't attack him like that.
I know, Jesus.
I mean, I think Chris has a million songs that'd be great TikTok hits.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I wonder, like, you have to.
It can't come from you. That's what people say is like, oh, you got to post more on TikTok so that your song blows up on there. It's like, it never comes from the artist.
Right.
It's always some weird TikToker does it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
like,
know.
You could say just the word bucket in your song, and for some reason they just go, hey, I have a video where a bucket lands on my butt.
Yeah.
Well, I watched some YouTube video of a guy who's like, I paid TikTok influencers $500 a piece to post a thing with my song on it to see if it did anything, and it doesn't do anything.
Oh.
Yeah, and even if it does seem like, and I'm sure there's examples that contradict what I'm about to say, but it does seem like overall, even if you have one, like it doesn't, it just blows up on TikTok and does not necessarily mean it's going to cross over right. to literally anything other than maybe more Spotify plays. But right. that doesn't bring more then people you to your shows bucks. Or anything.
Yeah, Spotify thing don't really matter neither.
You do get that $10.
That's yeah, you nice. Get the $10. That's
nice.
That's
what's
something.
The biggest check you've ever gotten from Spotify?
From Spotify?
Yeah. $10.
Let's say the numbers. I'll start with a couple.
I think I've gotten
probably
30.
Like 500.
Five. Yeah,
that's nice. I think I've gotten maybe 30.
Yeah.
Three.
$30.
But it's like one. That'll happen in like February because it'll be from December because I have a Christmas album.
Want another
that's
one?
Nice.
And every time it happens, I'm like, I like look at my Spotify numbers and they're like double the normal. I'm like,
good.
Oh, something cool must be happening to me. And then I always want just remember
that
it's because I
have every holiday. You got to do the birthday album, yeah. And it's each month you have a new.
Yeah,
you were dude. Born in May.
Hey, think about this. Easter, first track, Hopping Around. Bunny song.
Funny. That you would sound great singing about Hopping Around.
Yeah, I agree. It sounds this is great. True.
Oh, yeah. You could do a song that's
oh,
kind
like
of
a
got
rabbit.
On the guitar. I'm hopping around, having some fun. Yeah. Bounce, bounce, bounce.
And here's the I don't want to like I don't want to have control of this completely, but like the cover should be a rabbit on some eggs, sitting on some eggs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And you could be.
Is Chris the rabbit?
You could either be the rabbit or.
Your name can be Easter Man.
Ah, that's nice.
And then you got St. Patrick's Day soon after that.
Yeah. Perfect.
It was before.
Pot of gold. Before that.
Looking for gold.
Four leaf clover. Don't better be wearing green. I'm going to pinch it.
Wait, I thought it's the other way around.
What?
If you don't wear green.
Yeah. You better be wearing green or I'm going to pinch it.
Oh, or I'm going to pinch it.
Oh, okay.
Right. And then what's next?
Okay,
you can
March,
use all these ideas.
April, my birthday.
April Fool.
Do a song for your birthday.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. I'm having some fun now.
Wasn't it your birthday?
April 29th.
What's your phone number?
239.
Yeah, dude, this would be great. Your Spotify streams will be out the wazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll like be like the guy, the poop guy.
Modern media or modern
media? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Media,
poop?
That guy.
The guy who writes like, I don't know,
he has a great
song.
He has a great song called I Pooped on Santa's Lap.
Okay.
He has just a bunch of, I think they're called the Toilet Bowl Cleaners. I accidentally kind of like backhandedly said something not, like rude about them one time on some other podcast.
No.
He wrote a song about me, but I never listened to it.
Should you want to play it here? Or is it just
I don't know. I don't even know how to find it at this
His point. Name's Mr. Poop Bucket.
This is Toilet Bowl Cleaner. This is a great song.
He also makes movies.
Does he?
Are they good?
Yeah, he makes a lot of movies.
Santa, I so wanna he made The Whale. Even
though I got I mean, this is.
This ain't bad. You're not going
anywhere, said my it's got a legit catchy chorus that only happens once. From your bum. If that's the rule. As she told it, I'm guessing that I'm gonna have to hold it. To see Santa Claus, I would
sounds a little like
weeks.
The Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem just to squeeze in my cheeks. Yeah. A couple hours pass,
I haven't used the bathroom. I say, Mom, I'm better. All of his songs Santa are this soon. Style of toilet humor.
No, this
Roddy looks sad.
The toilet bowl cleaners, yes.
Oh, right. But then he has different
songs. But then he has, like, birthday songs, name songs.
He has, like, just, like, cities. He'll just write a song about every city.
I mean, listen, we're not the first podcast to go down there.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm not listening to enough podcasts.
Yeah, where were you in 2009?
2009?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brendan Walsh told me about him.
Yeah.
All right.
But he writes.
You
like,
never listen to the Bone Zone podcast?
No.
You don't listen to the Bone Zone?
I mean, I know those guys. I never listened to it, though. I think they're both really funny.
I never listened to it. I don't know. I don't even know.
I didn't
they
even
are.
Know what a podcast was until 2010, I think, is the first time I ever listened to a podcast. And it was Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant and that little guy.
The guy they make
funny
fun
little
of.
Guy, yeah.
That, and it was funniest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
I had the same reaction.
Yeah.
I mean, still, I would watch these clips and I would laugh.
I'd say probably the best thing Ricky Gervais ever has done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm a guy who likes extras.
Same.
Yeah, I like extras.
Yeah.
And you gotta love Afterlife.
I don't know what that is.
Derek? Or is that
Derek? That's the one where he's like,
yeah. He's like mentally ill person. He's in front of a mentally ill person the whole time, basically.
Yeah. Good for him.
Good for him.
He's doing his thing.
So where are we at in the movie?
Oh, okay. Let me tell you. The Woodsboro killings.
Sure.
They were bad.
Of course.
A lot of people were getting killed.
We got
killed.
About 2 minutes left on this podcast.
Okay. We're watching this movie, and we're saying, you got to get out of there, all of us.
Yeah.
Hope they do. Thank God they go to New York.
Yeah.
Because that scary Scream man ain't going to go over there.
You're right.
Guess what?
What's that?
He does.
Oh, God.
Yep. Cocks his gun, heads out on a hunt.
Yeah.
For the Woodsboro girls. Two sisters.
And he's coming with, like, grenades and stuff.
Yeah. He's got it all.
Kind of like a Rambo kind of get up this time.
Clay kept, every time he would put another war weapon on his thing, you know, his like sash of weapons, Clay would
salute.
We kept
going, yeah.
And Clay said, this guy seems like he's military trained.
Yeah.
And that's going to be hard to defeat.
Yep.
So the girls are running through the city. We're scared as hell, all of us. Because this Scream guy is a stabbing fiend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes to stab and he likes to kill.
Yeah.
So he's going after the girls. Last second, guess what? They get him.
Yeah.
And it's revealed that, you know who he is?
Veteran?
He's this guy that they met.
Oh, it's always the last guy you would think.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
always some guy you met.
And thank God, but they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank freaking God.
And did y'all have anything I forgot? Did I miss anything?
I played synthesizer on a song that is in the movie.
Holy hell. Wow.
That's right.
Name names.
It's called I Don't Mind? By Brian Fallon, my friend Brian Fallon.
Chris Farron.
But Brian Fallon featuring the Chris Farron one.
Man.
And I played, I think I literally, I'm just like holding down a note in the song, but awesome. It certainly was me.
That was you.
It was me. Cool.
That's great. Well,
and I did not know that it was in the movie until I was watching the movie. With my wife, was impressed by me finally once in her life.
It's hard to get these women to be impressed.
These wives.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, that's worth seeing right there.
Thank you.
Go see Chris
Farron. I mean, 10 out of 10.
Movie.
10 out of 10. Absolute 10 out of
10. 10 out of 10.
Chris Farron's the star of the movie. 10 out of 10.
Chris Farron starring Chris Farron. 10 out of 10.
Okay.
You know who else is in it?
Who's that?
Tim Robinson.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah.
His voice.
What's he doing in there?
His voice is in there. He's like talking on the phone. You know who was in the first one? The voice? Matthew Lillard.
Well, and there's more than his voice was.
No, sorry. In the last one, the last sequel, Matthew Lillard is the voices at the party yelling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, off camera. I say put him in the movie as the star.
Put him in the movie as most. Put him in.
Just put him in any movie. I'd like to see him in a movie again.
Shaggy.
He's awesome as Shaggy.
Yeah.
He's awesome in everything he's in. He needs to be in more stuff.
Yeah.
Matthew Lillard, 10 out of 10 actor.
Silk Punk.
Yep.
Silk Punk. Chris Farron, 10 out of 10. Music composer.
Thank you. 5.
And 10 out of 10.
5 out of 10?
It's the highest number I have on this.
He's only gets up to 5.
He does
on
it
that.
Twice.
5.
All right. Well, Chris, you don't. Everything is not announced and everything's secret, but be on the lookout for something in August.
Yes. Thank you.
Chris has some fun stuff in the future, not now.
Yeah. And it's just a record, it's nothing. That fun.
Well, that's. This record is different.
It is
than
different.
Your other stuff. It's. I think it's awesome. It's gonna be Grammy. Well, it's Grammy level. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. Actually,
Grammy level stuff.
Yeah.
Rod, go to him on Twitch. The new office. He has a PS5.
Got a PS5 here on.
So I unplugged your capture card thing.
That's okay.
I just didn't want to turn on your
He'll be playing some games, play. Interesting games. Godfair? He'll be playing Elseworld.
Yeah, Elseworld, yeah. Godfair.
He'll be playing, what are some other games, Clay?
Ant-Man.
Wasp.
Ant-Man.
Can I vent for a second here?
Please, what? Here he goes.
go off.
Let it rip.
You know what his name should be?
What?
Ant-Man and Big Man.
Yeah, because he does
Because he's both. Those two guys?
Mm-hmm. And normal size, man.
Yeah.
Well, size man.
Which guy? Oh,
he's honestly normal size man most of the
time. No. How about this? Meet in the middle. Size man, comma. Small, normal, big, etc.
That's great. Yeah. I'd love Perfect. That. That would really clear some shit up for me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
he's not an ant.
No.
I would watch the movie. He gets small. Check.
Yes.
Start the movie. He's normal. Check.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the movie, originally the character was...
Can I stop you real quick?
What's up?
Remember in the movie he goes to another world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The quantum
There's an realm. Asteroid or something?
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know if that's the size of a quarter or the size of a fucking planet. So, yeah, like, the size, your different sizes mean nothing to me now.
Yeah.
That's true.
You should be in a, like...
I have a better name for him.
Go say it.
When he was invented, his thing was that he gets small. That's it.
Right.
Before they figure out that he can get big, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call him little man.
Yeah. And he should only be able to get smaller and
smaller. Oh, wait, what about this?
What?
Little guy.
Little guy's great. Yeah.
Little guy.
Lil.
I'll tell you right then and there, him. I'd be buying a ticket to the movie.
Then he's Big'em. Mm-hmm.
Big old guy.
Big'em.
Big'em.
Yeah.
Little guy and Big'em.
Big'em.
Well, and then also just normal size.
Oh, he has a Big'em button on his...
Yeah.
Arm.
Oh, yeah.
And he blows up all big. Give him a little southern accent.
Whoa! Wow. You know what you should also, do?
It's crazy this. There's not a superhero with a nice southern
What about
accent.
This? What
he
about,
rides a bumblebee like a bull. What?
What if he gets fat and then like weirdly skinny to where you're like, are you eating enough?
Yeah.
Olympic. Yeah.
And then he's Slim is his nickname? Supername?
Yeah.
It is weird to me that there's no people with southern accents in like Star Wars.
Yeah, what southern?
I don't know.
Southern,
there's British.
Southern what?
There's a lot of British people. There are a lot of British people.
I think it's
imagine
really
a guy
coffee.
Holding a lightsaber going, "Hi, y'all."
Yeah, exactly. That's what we want.
I like
Seems
that.
Seems like it'd be a little scary.
Nah, you're wrong.
Oh, like he'd be.
Hi,
a
y'all.
What if Yoda had a southern accent?
Well, now we're talking.
Now that's stand up. Do it.
I'm trying to remember how Yoda sounds. Go.
Now you haven't added the southern flair yet.
I'm getting
now
into
just
it.
Doing Yoda.
Luke Skywalker, you are.
It's better. It's a better guy.
Darth Vader is bad. That's way better than
That's
I,
cool.
This is better than I was expecting.
Yeah, you see, you gotta give me some time to get into it.
Yeah, that's
I
really
know,
good.
I should.
That's better than Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Chris, thank you for being on the podcast. Please buy tickets. I'm going on tour with Howdy, also doing some... Headlining shows all over the Southeast.
Gang.
Doing shows in Austin, Baton Rouge. So that those aren't announced yet. Be on the lookout.
Gang, if you live in Portland, see the Civil Dead this week or starting tomorrow, Friday.
Oh, see man, I've been thinking it was Friday today, but today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, I'm playing in Lansing on April 22nd.
Where's that?
Stoop Fest.
But where is Lansing?
Oh, Michigan.
Yeah, ooh, go get there. That's gonna be fun.
Who are you excited to see? Have you looked at the lineup?
I have. I'm excited to see everybody.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Wow. It's gonna be a good show.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye,
gang.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.